Page 20. Loving Fantasy.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Bookin' It. This week, I want to talk to you about fantasy. Well, what is fantasy? Or how does a book get that label as being fantasy? Well, it has to have a couple of things. One, it has to happen outside the normal rules of our world. There has to be some sort of element that operates that's different to our normal society, such as dragons. We do not have dragons. I wish we had dragons. We do not have dragons. Two, magic is usually part of it. Fantasy books often have magic or magical elements to them that helps separate them from other types of genres. It could be that you have a wizard, or it could be that there's just mythological creatures like unicorns or hobbits. Unicorn hobbits. Unicobbits? No, that's not a word. And often in fantasy, there's a quest. Some great expedition to, you know, slay the dragon, rescue the princess, to solve the mystery, or even sometimes just to escape. Fantasy is a wonderful genre, and it's one that I always love to read. In fact, it also is kind of some of my favorite shows on TV as well. I tend to like fantasy with almost anything. So here's why I like fantasy. Fantasy allows us to escape. We've got a tough life that we live. You guys have homework, I've got schoolwork. We all have things in our day that sometimes just beat us up and just make the days tough. But fantasy has the power to transport us somewhere else. It has the power to move us away. And I love fantasy because it's not like the real world. I like fantasy because it allows me to escape. I like those words because of escapism. That's the ability to escape, or the idea of escaping from anything that you're currently dealing with. Because sometimes we just need to get away. That's also a reason why I'm not a big historical fiction fan, because that's the real world and no thank you. I like my dragon. Give me dragons! I also like fantasy because fantasy has the ability to open my imagination. I think it's so amazing, and a lot of authors have talked about this, that it's reading fantasy novels that kind of gets inventors to think about new ideas. Oh, here's this thing that doesn't exist in the real world. But could we make something happen? Could we make unicorns? I don't think we can make unicorns. Things that aren't real can still inspire us to make something real, to try to make something that's similar, and that's the power of fantasy. Yes, we get to escape, but sometimes when we escape, we come back and make our world better.
Copyright, Bookin' It.